A week or so after Nishioka Minoru's change of heart, I decided to raise a very delicate subject with the chairman. We were at the Eishinan, sitting outdoors after dinner on the veranda overlooking the moss garden. The chairman was brooding and hadn't spoken a word since before dinner was served. "Have I mentioned to Dana-sama," I began, "that I've had the strangest feeling lately?" I glanced at him, but I could see no sign that he was even listening. "I keep thinking of the Ichiriki Tea House," I went on, "and truthfully, I'm beginning to recognize how much I miss entertaining." The chairman just took a bite of his ice cream and then set his spoon down on the dish again. "Of course, I can never go back to work in Gion. I know that perfectly well. And yet, I wonder, Dana-sama, isn't there a place for a small tea house in New York City?"
"I don't know what you're talking about," he said. "There's no reason why you should want to leave Japan."
"Japanese businessmen and politicians are showing up in New York these days as commonly as turtles plopping into a pond," I said. "Most of them are men I've known already for years. It's true that leaving Japan would be an abrupt change, but considering that Dana-sama will be spending more and more of his time in the United States," I knew this was true because he'd already told me about his plan to open a branch of his company there.
"I'm in no mood for this, Sayuri," he began.
I think he intended to say something further, but I went on as though I hadn't heard him. "They say that a child raised between two cultures often has a very difficult time," I said. "So naturally, a mother who moves with her child to a place like the United States would probably be wise to make it her permanent home."
"Sayuri."
"Which is to say," I went on, "that a woman who made such a choice would probably never bring her child back to Japan at all." By this time, the chairman must have understood what I was suggesting, that I remove from Japan the only obstacle in the way of Nishioka Minoru's adoption as his heir. He wore a startled look for an instant, and then, probably as the image formed in his mind of my leaving him, his peevish humor seemed to crack open like an egg, and out of the corner of his eye came a single tear, which he blinked away just as swiftly as swatting a fly. In August of that same year, I moved to New York City to set up my own very small tea house for Japanese businessmen and politicians traveling through the United States. Of course, Mother tried to ensure that any business I started in New York City would be an extension of the Nitta Okia, but the chairman refused to consider any such arrangement. Mother had power over me as long as I remained in Gion, but I broke my ties with her by leaving. The chairman sent in two of his accountants to make sure that Mother gave me every last yen to which I was entitled.